I wish I had more good times. John F. Kennedy. What's up, people of this weird planet called Earth? Welcome to episode 51 of HMIH podcast with yours truly, Damilare Mapa, the last episode of HMIH for the year. I want to firstly appreciate every single listener of HMIH podcast this year. It's truly been an amazing year, and an episode isn't enough to appreciate. We hope we spend many and merrier more years together. So without further ado, let's get right into today's episode, where we'll be talking about a man whose life is truly an interesting tale of success and tragedy. John F. Kennedy, often referred to as JFK or Jack, was born in Brooklyn, Massachusetts on May 29, 1917 at 83 Bell Street to Joseph P. Kennedy Sr., a businessman and politician, and Rose Kennedy, a philanthropist and socialite. He was the second of nine children and apparently was the one with the least of hope to survive to adulthood, as he suffered from various and numerous illnesses when he was a child. And his siblings even made jest of him countless times as being feeble. And he was also hospitalized throughout his years growing up and even throughout his lifetime. He went to a series of schools, but one most notable is Chowte, where he became a notorious student and even founded a club called the Mockers Club that aimed at playing pranks in school that almost had all of them expelled. Unfortunately, his carefree character made him injure himself in a football match, which had him rupture a disc in his back. It took months to recover, and this injury would affect him throughout his lifetime. After graduating from high school, he was able to get into Harvard, and although he had passion for English literature, his father had other plans for him to later become a politician, so he was convinced to study political science and law. And his father gave him and his elder brother a lot of exposure that prepared them for a political future. During the early stages of World War II, JFK wrote a book named Why England Slept, which explained why the British weren't ready for the World War II. This book immediately became a bestseller and made a name for JFK. JFK was supposed to further his education after finishing Harvard, but this was the period when the US joined World War II. So he decided to join the US Navy instead. But after his training, he was denied due to his health challenges. But because his father had influence, he was able to bypass all resistance and join the Navy. He later became the commander of a torpedo ship in the South Pacific called PT-109. Eventually, JFK became a war hero after he saved his crew members when PT-109 was wrecked by a Japanese destroyer. And on getting back home, JFK was celebrated, although he was hospitalized several times due to body injuries, especially on his already fragile back. He went on to do other amazing work in the Navy until he retired and was honorably discharged on March 1, 1945, due to physical disability, actually. He then went on to become a journalist before he fully went into politics, which was the foundational intent of his father. Left to him, he would have become a writer. His father propelled his political career, and he ended up serving in the House of Representatives and subsequently in the Senate, representing Massachusetts in 1947 to 1953 and 1953 to 1960, respectively. In 1953, JFK married Jacqueline Bouvier, I'm sure I got that pronunciation wrongly, who was also groomed to be a first lady. She was a young socialite and writer in the Washington Time Herald and was fluent in French, Italian, and Spanish. Wow. JFK was said to have written another award-winning book after his marriage, named Profiles in Courage. After his Senate term in 1960, he became the Democratic nominee for president at just 43 years old. Wow. And after a series of campaigns and debates, in 1960, JFK became the 35th and youngest US president as at then, but unfortunately ruled for just less than 3 years before he was assassinated with no tangible reason after investigation. One of his most said achievements was saving the US and most probably the world from a nuclear war. Well, that's a long story this episode can't address, by the way. JFK's story might not be the most ideal influential human story, but it's a worthy story to tell, which would definitely leave an average knowledge seeker thought-provoked. Likewise, it is a story of destiny and grace for he who can think. Well, I hope you all enjoyed the last episode of HMIH for 2023, guys. I wonder if someone would listen to this if the world still exists and content is still available online by the 3000s and beyond. Oh well, I hope to see you all in 2024. May our lives be spared till then. I'm always your humble host, Damilare Mapa. Peace.